USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to say that he did tell the Russian President Vladimir Putin during their summit on Monday that, quote, we can't have meddling. Trump also said he agrees with the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. But in the interview that aired on CBS last night, he emphasized he believes the intel community of today.
I can't have any confidence in the past, but I can have a lot of confidence in the present and the future, because it's getting to be now where we're putting our people in. But in the past, no, I have no confidence in a guy like Brennan. I think he's a total lowlife. I have no confidence in Clapper.
Shortly after that aired, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told CNN,
the only reason that we've spoken out is our genuine concerns about this president and this presidency.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Breaking news out of Fort Worth, Texas. Police swarming a bank after a robbery and a shooting. Three women were seriously injured a short time ago when two men opened fire inside the Veritex Community Bank there. Details still sketchy, but police say the suspects are heavily armed. The women are expected to survive. Officials on New York's Long Island are reopening Fire Island beaches today after they were closed because of two apparent shark attacks yesterday, one that injured a 13-year-old boy and one that injured a 12-year-old girl at a second beach about 4 miles from where the first attack occurred. The girl's mother is Barbara Polina.
And I figured, you know, oh, she got brushed by something and it scared her. And she was freaking out until I saw her come out of the water.
And then you saw blood.
Well, really, I saw the puncture wounds before I saw the blood.
That is heard on NBC's Today show this morning. Both youngsters escaping without serious injury. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Five people suffer minor injuries after an early morning steam pipe explosion in Midtown Manhattan. The over 80-year-old Con Edison steam pipe burst at about 6:30 this morning, leaving a crater along Fifth Avenue. Some 28 buildings in the so-called hot zone had to be evacuated while buildings are being cleaned off, and about 100 firefighters are being decontaminated after concerns of dangerous chemicals and asbestos being released. The injured, who included a cop, did not need to be taken to hospitals, though. The Labor Department reporting this morning that 207,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, and that's down 8,000 from the previous week's revised total, and it also is less than what analysts were expecting. They were expecting a rise to 220,000 people filing first-time claims. Biggest increases in claims in New York, Michigan, and Ohio. Steepest declines were in California, New Jersey, and the state of Massachusetts. And 2 weeks ago, Starbucks made such an announcement. Last week, it was American Airlines. Today, it's Marriott Hotels, announcing that it's going to get rid of all plastic straws from all of its more than 6,500 hotels by this time next year. Marriott's saying that will result in the elimination of more than 1 billion plastic straws every year and 250 million plastic stirrers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.